Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
We'll hear from Aaron Boone at noon, and Brian Cashman will follow that with their year-ending press conference. So we figured we're going to be listening to it right along with you guys. We'll be sitting here, maybe chime in if there's a little break in the action, whatever it may be, and certainly react to it after the fact. But we're going to listen to Brian Cashman, specifically him. So Boone can say whatever, you know, there's not the, he'll give you a couple of leans, things like that. But let's play a little Brian Cashman press conference bingo today with BT and Sal.
Come on down.
We made the card here, BT. There are, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and you can find this on Hoff. Where are you posting this on WFAN account?
Nah, it's on our BT and Sal's Twitter page.
BT and Sal have a Twitter page?
Yeah,
it's been very quiet.
It's been very quiet.
Who's in charge of that?
I guess I am. As I just tweeted.
Well, have you been posting anything on there?
Yeah, just now.
We've been together for 2.5 years.
Let me see the last thing that was posted. That's why I just do my own stuff. Let me see. All right, so he did. It's posted at the last. Let's see.
Prior to yesterday.
Wow. All right, take a guess. So before, and this is hysterical what I'm looking at right now with this game that we're going to play here. But when do you think the last post was? And what do you think it was about?
I'm going to guess that it was you two dressing up in the costumes, Brother Love and Papa Shango.
Oh, come on. That's a year ago.
Oh, okay.
August 6th. Okay. Alerting everybody, Mendy coming up. August 6th.
Oh, okay.
Not terrible.
What's the one before
also
that?
Also not good.
What about before that?
Let's see. Right before that.
Triple H,
July 30th.
Okay, so one month.
And then before that, March 27th. We basically had 3 tweets in a year.
Hoffy.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I don't even know that we had an account. Like you said, you do stuff, I do stuff, Hoff does stuff, there's the WFAN account. Anyway, so...
We're active
so
with that stuff.
If you could go find the BT and Sal show...
Although I will say, they're not like inane tweets. Like a lot of shows just put... I'm not even saying shows here, but a lot of shows just put stupid stuff out. Yeah. We have... So the March 27th was Aaron Boone and Andy Pettit. That was opening day.
Are
getting ready to join BT and Sal. Then Triple H, then Mendy. Right, so when we post something, it's usually pretty good.
It's usually when we have a big guest coming on. There's a theme there.
I'll be honest. I was locked out of there for a few months.
Locked out?
He didn't tell me that.
I forgot the password.
He told me that.
And I got locked out.
Anyway, so you can
check. How'd you get back in? You reset it?
I have my ways, yes.
You can. Speaking of which, don't make me forget, Hoff. You got to sign me in that computer. I got to do a podcast after the show.
Oh, come on.
All right. So as for the Brian Cashman, BT and Sal press conference bingo, one of the words is going to be lanes. So if Cashman refers to lanes, which I'm assuming he's going to, you could cross that one off the list. You know Boone will refer to it, but Cashman might be saying, oh, we like the lanes that Booney picked, whatever it may be.
I don't think Cashman's going to lanes.
Okay.
That's a Booney thing.
Yeah.
I don't think we'd hear that from Brian.
Okay. I would say that he might, but we'll see.
Okay.
Trust our process. Now, it doesn't have to be those exact words, but something that we believe in our process, trust our... The word process, yes, but any kind of insinuating that the Yankees believe in their process.
What if it's philosophically oriented? So they talk about their philosophy and their belief in their philosophy. Is that the same?
No, I want to hear the word process.
I don't think we'll hear that either.
This we have to hear lanes. We have to hear process. Also, postseason crapshoot.
This one's
another.
A lock.
Yeah.
I mean, this is minus 470 to be said, you know, 10 times. You're going to hear this one a lot.
Now, how do you complete bingo? Because I've never really played. Like, you have to get all the different letters, right?
So,
with this, it means you have to get all 9 to have bingo?
Well, to be honest, I think we have a cross here between tic-tac-toe and bingo.
Well, whatever. Either way.
I appreciate the game.
All right. We got a couple
connect
more for
you. Said?
How about we believe in Volpe? We'll get one of those from Cashman.
Massive theme. He's okay. Coming out swinging, so because I think that's where the gloves get off again, and he's going to be very feisty.
But Volpe's on our team, and we'll see how it goes. I'm saying we believe. So any kind of confirmed, definitive belief that Volpe's going to be, I don't know about, I mean, like a shortstop, whatever, but that they believe in Volpe.
I think you'll hear that a lot.
Okay.
I think he will double down aggressively. I think you might even get that from Boone, and I think what you will get, and I don't want to hear this, but I think you will get it from them, probably more so Cash than Boone, is that he was hurt, he's healthy, and now he's ready to go.
I forgot one that I wanted to add, but I'll get to that in a second. Okay, a couple more here. Full support of ownership. You know, people ask, you're going to spend money. We have the full support of ownership to do what we want to do, blah, 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 blah. Spencer Jones, I believe there will be at least one Spencer Jones reference in there.
Yeah.
Meaning that when they push it forward, not specific questions, like obviously they're going to reference a lot of different guys. I don't want to put Aaron Judge on here, but I believe now's going to be the beginning of the Spencer Jones propaganda that we're going to hear, just like we heard about Dominguez and Volpe and Rice and all that stuff last year.
Well, because Jones, even though he struck out a lot, did a lot of good things in the minors. Dominguez didn't do quite what we thought, so now you'll probably get the elevation of Jones, maybe the downgrade of Dominguez, to your point. I think one of those, this is a little different down the road, I think one of those two players is dealt. I don't think there's any, unless they can't get Bellinger back, and they elect not to go with Grisham, which I certainly would not, then maybe you see both, but I think that one of those two play. And I also think Luis Gil could be dealt for pitching.
All right, so we'll see what happens with that. Obviously, what they say, the fact that they won 94 games.
Lock.
We 100% will reference 94 games. They'll reference that they had a really good team. Look, we had a really good team. And then one thing, and I'm expecting this. This is why I think there's going to be a little bit of fireworks. I believe Cashman's going to call out Jeter and or A-Rod.
I don't think there's any chance. I think as combative as Brian Cashman has been for years, I don't think he's touching that. You know why? He's not winning that one. Now, everybody loves Jeter, and A-Rod's a champion, and everybody's pissed at Cashman for the most part. If he plays this card, that's ridiculous on his part.
I think if he's going to be asked about it, I would be certain he's going to be asked about it, and I think he's going to call them out. I don't think he's going to let it go, but we'll see. And one I left off, and it's probably too late to add this to digital because they already posted it. Cashman will reference, this could be like a little bonus BT and Sal bingo if you're playing along. He will reference that the Astros cheated in 2017. That's usually a one per year with the Astros cheating.
It has been. I think that would be dumb. And I think that for him, he's got enough self-awareness to know nobody wants to hear that nonsense anymore.
I don't
think we get it.
I don't know. Dove added one as well. Okay. This is a good one. He'll reference that they were in the World Series a year ago. In the similar vein of 194 games, had a really good team. You know, we were in the World Series a year ago. There you go. All right, so we have a few there. BT and Sal Bingo with Brian Cashman at the press conference. That's coming up. We'll carry it live here at 12 o'clock. Booty's going to speak. Then Cashman will follow him. So plenty of baseball stuff to get to. The BT and Sal Show on The Fan is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Giants. And before we get back to the calls on the Jets, you know, we did mention the Giants a little bit before. I do think that we are going to see them add here, regardless of what happens this week. And remember, even if they lose to Denver Sunday, the next game against the Eagles, still important. Like every game, the Giants' big win on Thursday night against the Eagles bought them a few weeks of relevancy outside of just Jackson Dart, meaning that relevancy is, hey, season back on here. So even with a loss against the Broncos, still a big matchup against the Eagles that follows that, I do think the Giants are going to add here. I'm just starting to get that feel, BT, that they're going to add. Clearly, they need a receiver without Malik Nabers. And even if just not for now, like making a postseason push, but to help nurture their rookie quarterback along.
I think Giant fans should be really pumped at the possibilities of what they already have, you know, in terms of these young players. And I think even more to your point, I think more's coming. I saw this tweet yesterday from Connor and
Connor Hughes.
Connor Hughes, yep. He said, sources, Giants aggressive in pursuit of adding a receiver before deadline, believed to be, quote, big game hunting. Not a little slot guy, not a guy with 17 catches last year for depth. And I'm looking at a picture that Connor posted of Waddle, of Olave, and Jacoby Myers.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Gio.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Three teams going nowhere. Who are going to want to reset some finances here? The Giants, you talked yesterday about how they already made some moves with their monies to free up about $4 million. And by the way, you do it twofold. You give yourself a better chance to win games, clearly, and maybe throw a Hail Mary wild card berth, okay, or division, because the division's a little bit different. But you also do it to accelerate the growth for Dart.
Yeah, 100%. Waddle's the guy that I would want on that list. I'm not going to be opposed to Olave. And anybody that they bring in will be an upgrade. And you pair them with Wandale Robinson. Now you get a nice little 1-2 punch for Jackson Dart. Obviously, the Giants are going to be primarily focused on running the football anyway. But it would help to have some playmakers, like you said, not just to try to win games, but obviously to try and help Jackson Dart. And then you think about it beyond this year, the idea of having, let's say, Waddle and Nabers or Olave and Nabers next year. And now you really talk about all the pieces in the place. And we said that no matter what happens the rest of the year, I do think that next year at this point, it's realistic, assuming health from Jackson Dart, of course, that's the caveat, that it's realistic to expect the Giants to be competing at a high level. You put together a team that they have defensively, and I know there's going to be some changes, some coming and going, who knows here what exactly it's going to look like, but it still should have some quality pieces defensively. If Jackson Dart's here, with Scadaboo here, with Neighbors back healthy, and they added another top receiver, Andrew Thomas and a solid offensive line going into another year, a second year with Jackson Dart, go win the division. Go make the postseason. Go make a legit run. I really think that those should be realistic expectations as soon as next year for the Giants.
So do I. I. There's no doubt. You know, listen, one of the things that I wasn't sure about, and I might have to take the L on this here, like when they made the move for Burns, they weren't ready to win. And they gave up some real draft capital. Burns is making big money. Burns has been one of the best defensive players in the NFL, let alone the NFC. He has been great. You know, so that's worked out, and they've got obviously some real disruptive young stars on defense. And if you get somebody like Jaylen Waddle, who's no longer a star, to be fair, but I didn't even realize this. Like, if you look at Jaylen Waddle's numbers, he went from 100. I'm going to go in from 2021 to this year. 104 catches, 75, 72, 58, 29. So it's been a real downward trajectory. I'm sure there's a lot of reasons. Miami's dysfunctional, whatever. I don't even care. We know he's good, but he's not great. But if you could get somebody like a Waddle now, you don't have to waste like a second or a third round pick on that other receiver outside of Neighbors. You already have him in the building. So there's just a lot of optimism. And listen, it's one thing to be optimistic, but it's also, the ground is also fertile enough based on other teams being not quite what I thought they would be, some injuries, some circumstances. Like, I don't want to say the future is now. That seems a little nuts, but it ain't too far off.
BT and Sal on the fans. Get back to the phones here. 888-808-1019, the number to call. Jack is calling from Mayapack. What's up, Jack?
Hey, guys. How we doing today? Good. I just wanted to give you guys a big compliment. I listen to you guys all the time. Right now, the entire radio station, everybody on the fan. Great talent, great shows. I mean, the New York sports ain't too good, but you guys are all doing a great job over there. From the morning show to the overnight guys, everybody's doing good. Very entertaining.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Was that Big Hurls checking in using an alias? But we appreciate that.
By the way, keep the praise to us.
So I got a couple little points here, all right? One on the coach, one on the culture, and one on the future, okay? I think the Jets need to be a little more like the Giants. I hate to say that as a lifelong Jet fan, but it's the truth. We need a little swag. We need a little consistency here. We're six games in. Aaron Glenn is a rookie coach. We all knew this. No one said, you know, he was a Hall of Fame guy coming in. He's going to make mistakes. That's how it is. But let's not be the same old Jets. Let's not fire somebody and have another interim head coach for the rest of the year and start over again.
No, they're not firing him this year. There's no way he's getting fired during the season. I don't think he's getting fired after the season.
But everyone's calling for it.
No,
everyone's
that's not going to happen.
Already.
Yeah. And by the way, Jack, hold on, Jack. We'll let you make the other points here. If the Jets, like, think about the depths of despair with this team. And they're low. If they fired Glenn during the season, honestly, just pack up shop and just leave the NFL. Because there's no hope at that point. None.
Well, I've been saying for years we should sell the team. I mean, Woody Johnson, it's a curse.
He stinks.
I think there's a curse. It's the Johnson and Johnson curse.
Yep.
But he's not going to sell the team.
We got to sell. There's no other path to victory.
He's not going to sell the team.
Well, I mean, exactly. I mean, that's the reality we all live in here. We're stuck with this, all right? But we can hope and pray for better days, you know?
Yeah.
But my thing, Aaron Glenn, he's not an X's and O's guy. He's a player's coach. He's a motivator. You know, he used to play. He's a former Jet. That's the other thing, too. I like the fact that he is a former player.
Why?
He played for the Jets.
Why? Who cares?
I want him to bring in Jim Leonard next year from Wisconsin.
Why do you guys care about that? And thanks for the call. I think that is the dumbest bleeping thing ever. Why would you care if he were a former player for your team? It makes no sense. Hire the best guy. Did Bill Parcells play for the Jets? Holy crap.
He was a corner. Ran a 4.340.
Yeah. Did Bill Belichick play for the Patriots? I mean, good God, why do you care? That's such a loser thing, and fans do it all the time. It is such a loser thing. I get it. Like, yeah, we all love nostalgia. I do, too. Does that mean that Keith Hernandez would be the best manager for the Mets because he won a ring in 1986?
No, but he might be a good hitting coach.
Or Straw or Doc. I mean, come on. Like, that is such a... I know that everybody gets sucked into it. It makes no... I couldn't care less if Aaron Glenn played for the Jets, the Giants, a Canadian football team. If you know how to coach, that's what should matter here.
Well, think about how much we hated Phil Jackson from a Knicks Bulls perspective back in the day. And now Phil came here. He wasn't the coach, right, and he was in the wrong role. But if he was doing... And, of course, he's a former Knick. But if he was doing well with the Knicks, we would have forgotten about getting our faces done.
Right.
You know, danced on by Scotty and obviously MJ and him. Listen, here's the thing. I hear you. I like this stuff more than you. I always have, and I think I always will. The only way I think it's stupid and foolish is if you prefer the guy who played for, quote, one of our teams, and he's the lesser of the candidates. Like, to me, if it's two unknowns, say Aaron Glenn versus, I don't know, whoever else was, Gannon from the Cardinals, right? You know, give me Aaron Glenn. If I don't know about the coaches, like if they have no wins as head coaches, then I'll usually gravitate, if I believe he's a winner or potentially a winner, to the guy who wore our team's colors. But if you do that just because he was on your team, but another guy who clearly is better because he's done it already, that's where I think it's
right,
idiotic.
Right, but why even, like, it just, it has nothing to do with anything.
But it does, like, it has to do with sentimentality, which means a lot more to a lot more people. Like, you don't care about it. Some people love that stuff.
Sentimentality is great. I'm very sentimental. I love sentimentality and nostalgia and all that stuff. It has nothing to do with somebody being a good head coach or not.
I'm not disagreeing with that.
So that's my point. So you could talk about it and say, well, yeah, I like the idea that he was a former Jet because I liked the Jets and liked him play. That has nothing to do with you liking him being the head coach, because it has zero impact on how good he is as a coach.
But again, we're not talking about now with their own six. Think about when they hired him, right?
And people love that.
Yep. Just to be clear, though, if Dan Campbell's like, I want out of Detroit, I'm tired of living in Michigan, I want to go coach the Jets, and the Jet fans are like, no, I want Aaron Glenn because he's a former Jet, it's the height of idiocy. I don't think anybody's saying that. I think when you evaluate the possibilities of somebody coming here, at least for me, I'm just going to speak for myself with this. This part's not even sentimentally driven. When somebody's been here already and operated within the craziness of the media, you know, us yelling on the radio, the newspaper, certainly back in the day, the clicks. If you know our city, I believe it's a little advantageous. You know what I'm saying? Whereas somebody who's from Montana or Arizona or Oklahoma, not that they couldn't be a great coach and get it done here, but they just don't know how our city works. So it could be a slight advantage. So far, it's been no advantage for Glenn because he's winless.
Hey, it's Boomer
and Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.